I'm David Boonshoft.
And we're certainly familiar with the Boonshoft name. You are here for your parents?
They passed away a few years ago, and I'm honored to be here to represent their legacy and be here to honor them as well.
They've given so much to the Dayton area. Let's talk a little bit about their lives here.
Well, in many ways, they had very ordinary lives. My father was trained as an engineer at Stevens Tech in New Jersey and came to the Dayton area to work at Wright-Patterson right before World War II. And we lived in Dayton View, regular house, you know, regular upbringing. And at some point, he decided to, you know, play the stock market. And if you've ever known an engineer, they're very special in the way they look at numbers and events. They can do things kind of unemotionally. They can look at evidence. You know, if you can't measure it, it doesn't exist to an engineer. And he applied that skill with numbers to trading commodities and did very well. And I think that his personal morals and his ethics was that he felt he had enough as a middle-class individual and that there was a lot of need around him. And it was the community that he could see, and that's why he really wanted to give the money to different projects in Dayton. And it's not like he was unspecific. He was very specific. He believed in education, specifically science education, medicine, social welfare. And these are the things he really wanted to help support. And many of these programs, people will tell you, he was absolutely involved in what they were doing with the money and how they were spending it. So he spent really the last 30 years of his life as a commodities trader, you know, giving the money to the city of Dayton in different venues as he went along.
So his fortune in the markets was not something that he took lightly and just considered personal good fortune. He needed to give back to the community where he lived.
Well, he felt he had a special talent for doing this because he always warned me never to try this. And you know, I probably would have been too emotional, you know, and oh my God, this is going up, this is going down. But the way he applied it and the way he approached it, but that was the exciting part. He felt good about himself. And you know, people of good character, when they do good works, they feel good. They feel fulfilled. They're not empty. So he used to talk about how giving made him, not like he had less when he got done, but he had more. And that's how he fulfilled himself in life.
I guess finally, just tell us what this induction into the Dayton Walk of Fame means for your family today.
Well, it's a little weird, you know, but because these are the kind of things you don't really anticipate. But it's an honor, and you know, I think it's a great story how people can be involved in their community and do what they can, and you know, whatever talents they have, whatever aptitudes they have, they can bring them to bear. They can bring them to bear in their own lives, and they can create a ripple that affects others. And it doesn't have to be a big ripple. It can be a small ripple. But it's always a good thing to do, and I hope it sets an example of how people can live.
Well, thanks for your time today, and I know the Dayton community thanks your parents for all they've done.
Well, it's an honor, and I appreciate it very much, and thanks for having me.